has he not heard his voice every single time? Every song. Right? Every time he sings.
Yeah, right.
It's impossible.
That'd be like Kat after any time she comes back from a live Lollapalooza or something.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Kevin and Sligo.
Whatever, Joe, yeah. Hey, listen, I don't usually do this, but can I punch you in the arm just real quick here? You were like...
Punch me in the arm?
Yeah, I just want to make sure you're real. You were like a hologram last week.
No, I'm here.
Really, I could see through you.
Yeah, I'm back.
Bizarre. Oh, you weren't here?
It was a hologram.
What? Oh, mm-hmm.
It was a hologram, yeah. You could have punched right through me. It's odd.
I tried walking through you a couple times, but this is too freaky, so I didn't do it.
Coming up, I'm going to tell you about my new job.
Oh, sweet. Yes. Congratulations.
I have a new job.
Nice.
Very exciting.
Well, it's been good working with you. That'll be nice.
We're going to play One American Dollar.
Ah, my favorite new games. Yay.
And it is August 1st.
Yes.
So that means it's first of the month, which means Customer Appreciation Day.
Appreciation Day. We love you, people. We want to find out every single thing about you.
We're going to do that in the 4 o'clock hour. And we have KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park this hour.
That's true.
Before 4 on 95.5 KLOS. You could get paid to eat candy as a Canadian company's chief candy officer.
I'm moving to Canada. See you later, dude. It's been nice knowing you.
That's cute and all, but I have the job.
Damn
already.
You!
Yes.
Damn it!
Canadian company is hiring a chief candy officer.
What a great name.
That's the name.
That's, you know, how many kids want to be that when I grow up?
Right.
Clearly.
Canada's Candy Funhouse is the name of the place.
Nice.
It's hiring a chief candy officer.
Are we sure this isn't some sort of front?
This, I don't know that it's not a front, but it is.
Sounds naughty.
It sounds like a valid job.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Canada, so it's probably G-rated.
Do you love all things candy and chocolate?
Yeah, I could say yes.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Are you passionate about confectionery treats and exploring unreleased and existing products? If so, this is the perfect position for you.
Well, I'm going to say yes, clearly, even though I'm not passionate about it.
But... No, you're not anywhere near. So far ahead of you.
Oh, you are.
You might as well not even try.
You're right.
Because I've got it.
Yeah, I guess you do.
The Ontario-based candidate says the position pays $100,000.
Whoa! Get the hell out of town.
In Canadian money.
All right, now it's back on again now. Oh, in Canadian
which money. Is like 18 grand. No, I'm just kidding. It is $78,000 a year, though.
Oh, all right. That's fair. That's good.
The job can be remote.
What?
So I can do it from here.
You need to bring in samples.
Here's the problem.
Junior
sample. I'll bring in a ton of samples because you have to try over 3,500 products each month.
Wow, you're going to be large.
So that is 113 pieces of candy a day.
Wow. Honestly, mm-hmm. Do you think you could do that? No, really. Truly.
Every
honestly.
Day? I mean, could I do it one day, of course. I don't know. Maybe by day 7, I would be tired of it.
Yeah.
But is it the same stuff? Is it stuff that's already existing?
It sounds like it's their
testing
stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tested it.
You bastard.
Yeah, I did. It was good or it was bad.
Don't listen right now. That's not what he's going to do. You're going to hire him. He's not.
Plus, the chief candy officer will lead the company's Funhouse candy strategy, run candy board meetings, and have a say in which products Candy Funhouse will carry.
I just can't see you leading
I'm
meeting.
Out on the board meeting.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I got no time for
you're
that.
You're so good. This dude actually gets down on all fours and sneaks out of meetings. I've seen
that.
You do it many times. Many times. Classic.
If it's, meetings destroy me.
Yeah.
They are so dull.
We started actually, you know, waiting to see when you were going to drop out, when you were going to hit the floor.
When I couldn't take it anymore, I would crawl out on all fours.
It was often like 3.5 minutes in.
The chief candy officer will also undergo extensive palate retraining.
Huh.
Don't need it. Already got it.
Well.
Already know my candy.
Interesting. I wonder what that entails.
So far, 6,500 people have applied to the job on LinkedIn. Applicants have until August 31st, but nobody else needs to apply because
clearly
I've got the job.
Kevin's
so I can
it.
Do that job
yep.
and this job
yep.
and clean up.
Yep.
And have all the candy I want.
You finally started making some money anyway.
The job posting specifies that the position comes with a, quote, extensive dental plan.
Ah, that's very smart of them.
So thumbs up. Wow. All right, it's time for One American Dollar, where I let Sluggo guess.
It's a possibility of me winning a buck.
What's going on?
That's exciting.
And in this particular clip, I posted the video over the weekend, and a lot of people were saying, what's happening there?
Dude, they're not the only ones. What's going on with this?
I don't.
This video is so weird.
Fully understand it, but what happens is there's a girl and she has the microphone.
She's on stage at what looks like some sort of political event or
yes.
something.
And she says this.
I haven't had no sex
which is a weird thing to say into a microphone.
Very weird. To the entire audience, what do you say? I mean, there's at least a few hundred people.
So
there.
She puts the microphone down after saying that and right. then hightails it and runs straight out of the place.
Yes, she did.
And people were like, what?
Yep.
Why would she say that?
She's respectable looking. Yes. She doesn't look like she's on crack at all.
What? No, no.
No, she looks very respectable. Yeah, yeah, she looks like her from maybe late 30s, early 40s.
But it's not a jog. She runs.
No, she runs. She hauls ass so after saying that.
I added an AWOL Nation song to it called Run.
Which is brilliant.
And tried to time it perfectly. So he says run and then she runs.
And it was.
This is how that sounds.
I haven't had no sex.
And then she's putting the microphone down right there. And then.
All right. So, Sluggo, for $1 American, I'm going to give you 3 guesses.
Why didn't I? When I saw that this weekend.
What in God's name is going on behind the scenes in that video?
I should have dug in and found out.
You're not smart.
How many guesses do I get?
3.
I should have known you'd do something like this. So I might win $1 if I can guess what the hell she was doing.
Correct.
And well,
why she was doing it.
First guess, my first thought mm-hmm. that day when I saw this crazy video, where can people see this, by the way, so they can play along?
At the Kevin Ryder. I put it up on my Twitter as well, and it's the same address.
Okay.
Here's Taylor saying she's run away so she doesn't have to have sex with anyone.
My guess was that she was like in the process of almost being questioned, like she's some sort of government person and was about to be questioned, and she's like, no, man, I didn't do nothing, I'm out of here.
I haven't had no sex. Yeah. Okay, so guess one is she's being questioned.
Yeah, do you have a buzzer, or do I get it?
Oh, I didn't have the buzzer up and ready to go.
Well, you don't need it, though, right? Because I guessed right?
You didn't guess right, no.
Oh, come on.
You guessed wrong.
Damn it.
All right, guess number 2. She says into the microphone, I haven't had no sex, and then runs.
Let her say it again.
I haven't had no sex.
And then she runs.
Then she runs out of the auditorium.
And not a crackhead.
No.
Clearly.
I'm pretty confident you're not going to get it.
Yeah,
that's
I
would offer up $1 American.
Sure, because you don't want to lose that dollar. No, man. Right? Until you get that job
you've
as a candy officer.
You've never won $1 American.
No, I haven't yet. Right. No.
2 guesses left.
Yeah, man. Once you get the candy officer job, you'll have plenty of money to throw away. Well, I have a last guess, but I'm starting to think I need to move that up. Just, you know, the call of nature. Boom! Had to send her running to the bathroom. She just had to go running now. And
okay.
I don't know what she was talking about.
Why would she say
I don't know.
Had no sex?
I don't know, but that was it.
Okay, that's not correct. You have one more guess.
God, just why she's running away.
It's the most bizarre thing in the world.
Yeah. She didn't mean to say what she said, and she freaked herself out, and she just took off. I don't know who she is or what she's doing.
Oh, so she made a huge error?
Yeah, she was going to say something else. She was talking about something else, but unfortunately, she... Damn it! I'm never going to get $1.
This 23-year-old woman, I finally tracked her down. I spent a lot of
23! She was 23!
I spent a lot of time on it.
Good.
And I tracked her down.
Okay.
Is a preacher...
A preacher... That was a church crowd?
Yes.
Get out of here.
She's a preacher.
Okay.
And part of her thing is that when she's happy, she sets down the microphone and she runs. She's known as the running preacher.
So she's a running virgin preacher.
Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
But what happened was somebody took that clip out of context and made it look like... She said, I haven't had no sex, and then she runs out.
Oh, they edited it.
Yes, and I didn't know that when I saw the video. I was like, oh, it's short. She just runs out. I'll add the music to it. It'll
right.
be funny.
Which was, it was. It was awesome.
But no, somebody took a little out-of-context clip of her saying, I haven't had no sex.
Because that's a great drop.
Yes.
What a weird thing to say.
And it was from a... she was preaching.
But so she does that on a regular basis. She like says something and she gets happy and then she goes running away. What?
Mm-hmm. My name is Evangelist Lauren Akeel. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I live here in Atlanta, Georgia.
It's from the same video.
I've been saved since the age of 16 and I'm 23 now. Some of you all may have seen me running the other night. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You looking at a miracle. I'm from the projects. I'm from
from the guttermost to the uttermost. I'm from the place where they say no good thing can come out of that thing. I'm from the place where teen pregnancy resides.
Nazari?
I'm from the place where STDs and gangs and drug dealers reside.
She's
but
not
you're
bad.
Looking at a testimony. Because in spite of all that I've seen, God's hand has been over my life since I gave my life to the Lord. I want you to know that I've been running for God and I'm chased. I haven't had no sex.
That is so.
So that's part of her preaching.
Weird. First of all, it's so weird that people would sit there through that.
She's not a bad preacher for a preacher.
Really?
I don't think so. I watched the whole thing.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like 10 minutes long.
Wait, have you been converted?
Not from her, no. But she hasn't had any sex, and she's a preacher.
And when she gets excited about something, she runs.
And then she runs all the way. She comes back in. She runs around this section, that section. She just runs around the
whole
auditorium.
Sounds more like possession to me.
And the head preacher goes, when she comes by your section, stand up and get woo! And she runs around that section.
Woo!
And at the end, she just stops running.
And then, well, she's exhausted.
And then everybody leaves.
23. She's young, but she's still going to run
out. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Well, still don't have my dollar. Seemed appropriate to play this after that.
Absolutely. Okay, why don't they ever put this song in a TV show?
That would be in a good for a TV show.
Seems like it'd be good. Why don't they do that?
So, you know, Joseph Quinn, who played Eddie Munson in Stranger Things 4. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
I haven't seen Stranger Things 2, 3, or 4.
Oh, my God. Catch up. You're going to be happy. You
yeah, okay.
It's really good stuff. But so he, this guy plays Eddie, plays that song right there famously in season 4. Got to meet Metallica backstage the other day at Lollapalooza. And not only did they sign some, they actually, Lars was like, hey, you want me to ruin this guitar for you? I'm going to write on it.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, and signed it. And then also got to play with it and play that song with them for a minute.
So. On our Instagram, at Kevin and Sligo, I posted Perry Farrell and Porno for Pyros.
Mm-hmm.
With Billy Corgan doing a Led Zeppelin song.
Oh, nice.
At Lollapalooza.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, Lollapalooza back again and looking pretty good.
That's a fun thing.
Yeah, always a good time.
Except for the main stages are 1 mile apart.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a long way when you're trying to split your time between the two. That's kind of difficult. All right, it's time for Weekend Next Door app update.
Yay! The Loonies!
The Next Door app is bad.
It's
I'm sorry. The Next Door app is great.
Great idea.
People are bad.
Terrible.
Except for this one. Like, when neighbors come together, maybe they can accomplish something. Can one of you guys that drive 50 miles per hour down my street run over the lady that walks her dogs at 4:30 in the morning? Thanks.
Wow. That's an extreme reaction. Take
but
her out.
You might as well work together, right?
Just common don't enemy. Hit the dog. Yeah.
Someone keeps delivering soup to my house with a note that says, soup for my little perfect soup boy. I appreciate the free food, but I don't even like soup. Please stop this.
You know what's really weird is we just actually heard that one last week, I think. Which
soup
is weird.
For my perfect little soup boy?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, I'm legally allowed to sunbathe naked in my yard.
Yes, please, you are.
Please stop calling the police. If you don't want your children to see it, keep them inside.
Wow, really?
We're with her.
So she probably got a chain link fence, and it's very easy to...
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
This is from Karen.
Okay.
It's important that you know that. It's been bothering me for a while, so here goes. I'm sick of all the Karen references. I'm going to start reporting every single one of them as harassment.
What does that have to do with next door? I mean, I guess maybe neighbors are saying, hey, Karen. It's like, well, that's your name.
Maybe they're just making fun of her or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm 52 years old and new to the neighborhood. I'm looking for someone who can help me out and get a little pot. Nothing too fancy, just something I can relax with and ease my arthritis. And then somebody responds, my grandson buys me marinara.
Marinara?
Mm-hmm.
Indica couch marinara?
I don't know.
That's what she wants.
This is a bizarre one. Trending post. What's the point of birds? They're taking up too much space. Just get rid of them.
Well, the government did. It's all robots now.
I've heard that. Yeah. They're robots and they're videoing us. Okay, this is a bizarre one to end on.
Okay,
on
good.
On Tuesday, my wife took the dog for a walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
When she came home an hour later than normal, I could tell that someone had given her, my wife, a test ride.
A test ride?
Uh-huh. She won't tell me who it was. My doorbell camera doesn't show anything except her deceitful grin. Messy mouth.
Wow. Wow.
His, wow. His doorbell looks at her deceitful, messy mouth.
Messy mouth.
What? That's gross.
Wipe that up before you go home. Come on. What are you up to? No, I don't want to know.
So that is Weekend Next Door App Update. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We decided on the first of every month we're going to do Customer Appreciation Day.
Yeah, this started a few months ago, and I think it was like a donut shop or something that was doing it. I'm sure I'm wrong. But
it was National Customer Appreciation Day.
Right. And I remember like there was a whole donut store thing involved. I'm like thinking the nice questions they probably ask. What's your favorite kind of donut?
Yeah, that's not what we ask.
When do you have coffee?
So you call us at 818-955-KLOS, and we will ask you may potentially embarrassing questions.
Hey, ever thought weird things about your stepsister?
We might get to that one.
It's a little bit different.
And then you get a KLOS t-shirt.
Yeah!
Just for your trouble.
Maybe.
818-955-KLOS for our Customer Appreciation Day. Call now.
Are we ready to answer a bunch of weird questions?
What could go wrong?
With Customer Appreciation Day? Absolutely nothing ever.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon's Customer Appreciation Day, the first of every month. It's the 1st of August. So we ask you to call us at 818-955-KLOS, and we ask you a few questions.
Yeah, and it's to show our appreciation. It's not probing and rude questions.
No, well, it is probing and rude questions, but you get rewarded with a KLOS t-shirt.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
at the end. So KLOS, who's this?
This is not Jake.
Jake, where are you calling us from?
From Ojai.
All right. It's our Customer Appreciation Day. We appreciate you listening. And we're going to ask you a few questions. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's do this.
You ever set anything on fire?
I have.
What?
I set my pops' couch on fire when I was a kid on accident. I dropped a joint in the couch, and I fell asleep and woke up, and the house was like literally just smoke everywhere, and they were on vacation, and that was the last time they ever left me alone.
That's fantastic. Wow. You're what do you call those guys?
Arsonist.
You're an arsonist. Yeah. I should know that word.
Yeah, you should. Hold on a second. Well done. You get the t-shirt, right?
Yes.
Well, that's very nice.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. We have some questions for you. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Ryan. I'm calling from Santa Clarita.
I think one question we should ask right away, Ryan, is have you ever set a building on fire? The last guy did.
Not yet, no.
Not yet. You're still positive you're open about to it. That's good. Did your parents love any of your siblings more than you?
I think so.
Who?
Probably my eldest sister.
Son of a bitch. Just because she was better than you?
I mean, she's a lot older. I mean, she's like 27.
But is she better than you?
Yeah, yeah. Smarter.
I'd say so.
Yeah, nicer.
I'd say like, so.
Especially academically. Yeah.
That's less annoying of a disappointment. I see.
How did you find out about sex?
Ooh, good question. You know, the birds and the bees. It's right. When a man really loves another woman.
I think he knows.
Oh, I
I'll be honest. Sure. I think I first heard about before I heard about sex.
Yeah, so what? You must have been very confused.
Yeah, I mean, it was a joke that my sister told at the dinner table. When
that's a great joke for dinner with the family.
I was like,
wait a minute, is this the sister that they like better than
this
you?
This is the sister they like.
No wonder they do. I mean, she knows all about what's going on. Yeah. Teaches little brother. All right, Ryan, hold on. Congratulations. You get yourself a KLOS t-shirt. Let's get some more customer appreciation going.
818-955-KLOS.
Let's wing it.
You do solid work. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Customer Appreciation Day. It's the first day of August.
That's right.
First of every month, we try to ask you some questions.
And appreciate the hell out of you.
We say thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And we give you a KLOS t-shirt.
Or so we claim.
KLOS, who's this?
Steve.
Steve, where are you calling from?
Ontario, California.
All right, Steve, if you had to eliminate one member of your family, including pets, who would it be? You have to eliminate someone.
It would probably be my brother.
Your brother?
Do you have a pet?
I do.
So you're putting your brother, you would get rid of your brother first, a human being before your pet.
Because he always got me in trouble back when we were younger.
Well, there he deserves it then. Yeah, man. You got to learn. People got to learn.
What's the part of your body that you love the most?
My big ass head.
You big ass head. Welcome to the club,
Steve. I'm going to have to second a secondary question to that. What's the part you like the least?
My teeth.
Your teeth. Would you like to have us remove them for you?
Yes.
We're not going to replace them. We're just going to remove them.
Exactly.
We're fired.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Right on.
Hold on.
Hold on. We'll get you a T-shirt so you can bleed into it when we start taking your teeth out. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hello? You all right?
Yeah, who's this?
Are you there?
Yeah, Scott. How you doing?
Scott.
Scott, what kind of fight is going on in your house?
I'm actually at work.
Okay.
Oh, making some noise. You're in here on the man's time.
Trying to be.
Well done.
Well, we definitely appreciate that.
What was the last thing you did on a dare?
On a dare?
Yes.
I would say it was 4th of July, and there were some cops in the area, and we decided to light off some big, huge Disneyland-sized mortars.
Listen, I got respect for that.
Yeah.
As long as you did it safely.
Yeah, of course.
What TV show that you watch are you embarrassed to tell people about?
I'm going to say Friends.
Guilty pleasure. What?
Friends?
Friends.
Yeah, Friends.
You should
Friends.
Be ashamed of that. Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, what was the last thing you stole, Scott?
Last thing I stole?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's just say my wife's heart. How about that?
Oh, nope. That's nice. Oh.
Nope. What's the last thing you stole?
I'm going to say batteries.
When?
Let's just say about a year ago, 9-volt batteries.
That's more truthful. Thank you.
A year ago.
You get a lovely KLOS T-shirt for that. Hold on. Don't go away. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Customer Appreciation Day. We ask you a few questions, you get a KLOS T-shirt.
I'm guessing a vibrator needed batteries. That's my guess.
That's a good guess. Right. It's Customer Appreciation Day on 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo, in the afternoon. We want to thank you for listening.
Yes.
And give you a KLOS T-shirt and perhaps ask you a few questions.
Yes.
KLOS, who's this?
Mike from Camarillo.
All right. Mike, have you ever farted in an elevator?
Yes.
When was the last time you were in a fight?
I've never been in a fist fight before.
All right. Do you have a brother or sister?
A sister.
Have you ever had... No, that doesn't make sense.
No. Don't... No. Oh, my God. Holy cow.
That's not what...
Wow.
That is not what I was
gonna say. Sure. I see your face.
That's not...
No one else does.
Let's put it on hold. That's not... That's not what I was going to say. KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Rad calling from El Monte.
Red? Rad?
Red? Yeah, Red.
Rick.
Joe.
No, Red.
Steve.
Red.
It's
okay,
Bill. He's
Red.
Saying Bill. Yeah.
If you won the lottery recently when it was $1.28 billion, is there a family member you wouldn't give a penny to?
Yeah, probably all of them.
None of them?
Wow. No, that's a very truthful
that's
answer.
That's quite harsh.
Yeah, there's, you got $1 billion. What do you need your stupid family for?
There's no one you like?
The ones that are here aren't worthy.
You're not worthy. You're not worthy.
You are a terrible human being.
Hold on, we'll give you a T-shirt for that. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
This is Luke from Long Beach.
Rick from Long Beach. We have a few questions for you on Customer Appreciation Day. Are you ready?
Yeah, totally.
Then we'll begin.
What's the longest amount of time you've gone without a shower?
I was just backpacking in the Cascade Mountains up in Oregon. That was a good 2 weeks.
That sounds
2 weeks.
That sounds great, except for the lack of shower.
Yeah. What about just lounging around the house being lazy?
Probably during the pandemic, I would say maybe 4 days.
Four?
Ding, 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 ding.
That is a correct answer. Who's your least favorite celebrity?
Oh, man. You know, it's got to be Leonardo DiCaprio.
He drives you crazy?
The guy's just smug, you know?
Have you ever gone to work knowingly with COVID?
Not knowingly, but most likely. Yeah. I was about halfway through the day, and I was just sweating my ass off in the seat.
Did you go home or did you stay?
I stayed.
You hadn't spread it enough yet?
Hey, do you have any musical talent?
Yeah, I do. I actually play keyboard.
Keyboard? Do you have one with you right now?
No, I'm actually on the 405 South.
Yeah, it's not a good place to have a keyboard.
Go ahead and pretend you have a keyboard and play us a song.
Are You Pretty Thing by David Bowie?
Go for it.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
Hold on a second. I thought you said you didn't have a keyboard with you. Hey, hold on. We'll give you a lovely KLOS t-shirt. Don't go away. 818-955-KLOS.
Customer Appreciation Day. You call. We ask you a few questions and give you a t-shirt. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'm calling because I heard there's something going on and you want callers.
No, that's not right. That's a total lie. That's weird.
I caught the tail end of it as I was coming in the house because I've had the radio on all day, and I heard people calling in, so I'm calling in.
All right, well, we got some customer appreciation questions for you. They'll probably be horrible and shocking and annoying, but are you willing to answer?
I'm willing to do anything.
Well, people in the background cheering you on. That's good.
Is that a guy?
Yeah. It's my friend. His name's Scott.
Graham Scott! Woo!
Have you had sex with Scott?
Yeah. Hey, that's the first question.
Okay.
Have you had sex with Scott?
No. I touched his butt, though, once.
That is a good answer.
That's not quite the same.
No.
Stop that.
He's got a baby's butt.
He's got a baby's butt. All right. Yeah, this is great. Listen, have sex with him and call us back.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Bryce. I'm calling from Hollywood.
Bryce, thanks for listening. We have a few questions for you. What is the biggest lie you told your parents?
I'm straight.
That is the perfect answer. You definitely win a t-shirt right this second. 818-955-KLOS.
Customer Appreciation Day.
Joyous Wolf. Or Wolf, comma Joyous, if you prefer. That is Mother Rebel on KLOS.
It is Customer Appreciation Day on Kevin and Sluggo. We're asking you some questions. KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
I am Michelle, and I am calling from Herber City.
Michelle, thank you for listening. Who's the ugliest member of your family?
My sister.
What's her name, first and last? No, I'm just kidding. Have you ever eaten only dessert for dinner?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yay.
And what is your favorite dessert?
Pecan pie when my sister-in-law Leslie makes it.
Wow, when your sister-in-law makes it. That's pretty specific.
But not your hideous sister.
No. She wouldn't make me a pie anyway.
She's not. Hey, hold on. Don't go away. We'll get you a lovely KLOS t-shirt. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Jenny.
Jenny,
you mind if we ask you a few questions?
No, go ahead.
When was the last time you ghosted somebody?
Oh, gosh. Probably 6 months ago.
What was his name or her name or their name?
Julie.
Julie, here she is. We found her.
When was the last time you were in a fight?
Oh, my gosh. Verbal or fist fight?
Either one.
Your preference.
Verbal. Must have been like last week with my husband.
Okay. Good enough. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, hold on. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hi there. I'm Andrew over in Long Beach.
All right. Andrew, a few questions for you. When was the last time you were arrested?
Actually, I've never been arrested. Not yet.
And you're listening to KLOS?
Somehow I don't believe
you. Yeah, that's odd. Oh, you got a buzzer on that. Oh, damn. Sorry, buddy.
Dang.
Do you ever cheat when you play games?
Okay, well, yeah. Computer games. I'll just put in God mode and just start wrecking it up.
What was the last thing you did on Dare?
I think someone had one of those gravity bongs, and I just had to take it to the head.
Wow. And how long did it last?
Lasted all night, man.
You are a KLOS listener.
Excellent. Good.
Well done, sir. Hold on. Don't go away.
Give me five.
Yeah, baby.
So
today on the Gimme Five Fang, it's
British Invasion.
It is the British Invasion on Gimme Five. The Beatles certainly fit, and Clash as well. But what's your favorite British band? Call us now. Let us know.
It's a KLOS free ride brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
I feel like I should
be punished for
they
that.
They can handle the singing.
Yeah. I can do it better, though.
KLOS, what are you calling for?
Well, my favorite British band.
Yeah, okay. Who is it?
What is it?
The Kinks.
Oh, nice one. Who are you?
Elliot.
Elliot, push number 13 on your touch-tone phone now to start a Kinks song.
Okay.
Bye, request from 1965, The Kinks on our Gimme Five. It's the British Invasion quick trivia question for you, Kevin. You know why New Wave is called New Wave?
No, I don't.
Because this was the original wave in the 60s of British bands, and then the next batch came in.
Interesting.
And that became new wave. Yeah, not first wave. That doesn't make any sense.
No, that doesn't make any sense to anyone.
What kind of worthless, pathetic, pointless, stupid countdown of British bands would be complete without Led Zeppelin somewhere in there?
Agreed.
It is the British Invasion on our Gimme 5 today. 95.5 KLOS, starting off with the Beatles' Helter Skelter, Clash, Train in Vain, Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, as featured in Shaun of the Dead.
I love
that little scene.
Same.
By request, The Kinks, All of the Day and All of the Night, and Rover right there from Led Zeppelin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood, also known as Psycho Mike, called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Because it's positive stories that balance out a little bit some of the negativity that's going on in the world.
And I love that people suggest stories for you. They really send you some good stuff.
They do. Yeah. Great News with Kevin and Mike on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I'm getting a new job as a candy taster for the Canada Candy Funhouse.
Not if I have my way. I will. I win.
$100,000 Canadian dollars.
And you have to eat 113 pieces of candy a day.
I'm in. In our weekend next door update, we found a guy who called out his wife for coming home an hour late, looking like she'd been ridden, in his words. He wanted to know by who.
Something about sloppy mouth, too, on the ring cam he saw.
I'm not positive that that's where you're going to find the answer, is on the next door app. And in one American dollar, we told you that the...
What's her name?
Hold on. Hold on. Hold, yeah. Please.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. This woman... is a preacher.
And she was not bragging. She was preaching.
She was preaching. And then she ran all over the auditorium. And I don't know why, but I do know.
And I wasn't able to guess that she was a preacher, so I didn't get my damn dollar. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Damn the torpedoes.
Would you and three of your friends like to join us for KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park?
And do you have a telephone?
We have a 4-pack of tickets right now to join us for the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 13. Good luck. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, who's this?
Wendy.
Wendy, are you trying to get tickets for Disney California Adventure Park?
You bet I am.
You are caller 13.
Awesome.
Well.
Wonderful.
Well
thank,
done.
Thank you.
Have you been trying for a while? Is
I
this
have
your
been
first
trying.
Time?
You have. I've been trying. Yeah, I got you on speed dial.
Well, now you can just give up because you won.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Or you can, towel.
Or you can keep calling and get another four. It's not legal, but. So you can try it. There's no reason why not to.
I'm with him on that. we'll do that again sometime soon, so be ready to call again, Wendy, even though you just won.
Hey, 4 p.m.'s not over yet. We haven't given away the Disney tickets.
Give me five. You know, half a minute?
Seconds from now. Seconds. Yeah.
We have tickets for the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You'll get a 4-pack of tickets. KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Jason Hoy.
You are caller 13.
No way.
It's a fact.
You got a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
Woo! How lucky am I?
We got more tickets in a matter of moments.
Hey, we have tickets for the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park now. If you want to be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS, you win a 4-pack of tickets.
Damn!
To join us. Good luck. All right, KLOS, who is this?
Hi. Hello. Oh, man. This is Paulina.
What is your name?
This is Paulina.
Luann? Luann? Paulina?
Paulina.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? Why do we think it was Luann?
I thought it was Steve.
Oh, my God.
Paulina, you're caller 13, and that means you win a four pack of tickets to join us at the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, my gosh. That is just crazy.
What's the first ride you have to do when you and your three friends get in?
Oh, man, I got to go on the Incredicoaster. I just love that.
Hey, there's a mouse looking at you, very upset right now.
I forgot about Katie.
No worries.
Kevin, is there any way I could get you to sing Happy Birthday with me?
Nope.
But it's Joe Elliott's birthday.
I hate happy birthday.
Me do too.
Am I the only one?
No.
Start strong. Happy birthday. And then right after that, by the time you get done, you're like dragon.
Yeah, we needed a 45 edit of that song.
It's the worst.
But happy birthday to Joe Elliott. That is Def Leppard there, and Take What You Want.
The 41st annual KLOS Blood Drive is coming up soon. You can help save lives. 2 days only. Next weekend, the 5th and 6th of August at over a dozen Southern California locations. You can book an appointment online and you will get the limited edition 41st annual KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt. Half the appointments are already taken, so go online and make that.
It's starting to go fast,
You can go to redcrossblood.org and search KLOS to find a location nearest you.
And I'm very happy that they're doing the 41st one, because last year it was kind of scary. Is it going to happen during the pandemic? Yeah. But we still made it happen. Quite a while before Live Aid, on this day in rock in 1971, George Harrison hosted Concert for Bangladesh, first real major charity concert with Billy Preston, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, and some guy named Ringo Starr. Showing up? Well, it was today in 1981. MTV first showed up on some folks' cable television. 1981. Everybody at the forum knew the rumors were true. On this day in rock in 2015, when Neil Peart came out to the front of the stage to take a bow with his bandmates as Rush wrapped up their final concert of the R40 Live Tour.